Well, here's another question that we received, where it states in the question, Jesus quotes scripture in Mark 12, 24 to 25, and the same is mentioned in Matthew 22, verse 29 to 30. But that actual scripture is not found in any of the 66 books, so where's Jesus quoting it from? Okay, let's go there. Let's go to Mark chapter 12, 24. And we don't have to go to Matthew because it's the same. So Mark chapter 12, verse 24 reads, "And Jesus answering said unto them, Do ye not therefore err, because ye know not the scriptures, neither the power of God?" Now, let's go back to the context of this story. You'll see in verse 18 it says, "Then came unto him the Sadducees, which say there is no resurrection. And they asked him, saying, Master, Moses wrote unto us, if a man's brother die and leave his wife behind him and have no children, that his brother should take his wife, raise up seed unto his brother. And there were seven brethren. And the first took a wife, and dying left no seed, and the second took her, and died, and left any seed, and the third likewise, and the seventh had her, and left no seed. Last of all, the woman died also, and in the resurrection, therefore, when they shall rise, whose wife shall she be of them? For the seven had her to wife." So the Sadducees didn't believe in a physical resurrection. They believed in a spirit world. By the way, what does the modern world believe? What happens when you die in modern thinking?
You go to heaven, or do you go to hell, or you go to the
paradise. And you're
paradise.
A spirit, right? Mm. So you're a spirit floating up there on cloud nine, maybe with a harp. Mm. And it's not a physical world. It's a spiritual world. And if you take Eastern religions, then they also spiritualize them away. And in some religions, you become part of God, and you just become part of the essence.
Yeah, the energy.
Yes. So the Bible teaches a physical death and a physical resurrection. Will these dry bones live again? We read that in Ezekiel, right? Mm. So, will these dry bones live again? Will there be a resurrection? Now, Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life." Did he in his ministry prove that he was the resurrection and the life?
Yes.
He raised the widow's son. He was dead. Mm-hmm. He was being carried by the pallbearers. Mm. And Jesus stopped the pallbearing train and went up and said, "Woman, don't cry." And he said to the young man who was lying there dead, "Young man, get up."
Get up, yeah.
And he arose. He also resurrected other individuals. Mm-hmm. And children were resurrected. And Lazarus was resurrected. Mm. And Lazarus, in his resurrected physical body, was the one who led the cult on the great day when Jesus entered in the triumphant entrance. So Jesus clearly taught a physical resurrection. Mm. The graves would literally open. Now, the Sadducees didn't believe that. They believed you became part of the spirit world. Yeah. So that is the question. Now, when Jesus says, when he addresses them, when he answers them and says, "Do ye not therefore err, because ye know not the scriptures?" Is he quoting here?
No.
He's not quoting the scriptures at all. In fact, what he's referring to is all the scriptures concerning the resurrection.
Yeah.
They greatly err. And so the modern world also greatly errs. Mm-hmm. They do not know the scriptures, that the dead know nothing. Mm. In my flesh shall I see God, says Job.
Yeah.
You will call and I will hear your voice. He said to Daniel, you, Daniel, go and rest, and you will stand in your lot. In the latter days I will resurrect you. Mm. So a death and a resurrection. And then he says further, when he says, ye know neither, not the scriptures, neither the power of God. They don't understand the power of God, that God has the power to resurrect someone back to life in a physical form.
Yeah.
That's why Jesus demonstrated it. That's why he called himself the resurrection and the life.
Mm.
I go to prepare a place for you, and when I come again,
I will
take you to where I am also. When I come again, not before.
Yeah.
So the modern world follows the teaching of the Sadducees. And then he says, for when they shall rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given into marriage, but are as the angels which are in heaven. So in other words, whatever happened in this world, it will be different.
Mm-hmm.
How it will be different, the Bible doesn't say. So let's leave it at that. What he said there is how it is. Take it as it stands and leave it at that.
And so, when knowing God, whenever he says something will be better, because he says heaven will be better, whatever it is and however it will be better.
It will be better. Maybe the relationship will even be deeper on a different level. Exactly. Who knows? Now, I was always pretty disgruntled over these verses, because you kind of get very used to and fond of your spouse, so you wouldn't want the situation to change in any way. But then, as you said, I would conclude that whatever will come must be better than what was, and leave it at that.